It's Tuesday in the second week of Advent and the Feast of St. Juan Diego. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. From Advent to Epiphany by Father Patrick Troedek. Souls inclined to worrying have a real desire for perfection, but this desire causes in them a nervous tension and anxiety. Their desire is lacking in calm, in serenity, in peace. It draws them to turn in toward themselves and doubt the love of God for them. They have to develop confidence in God in order to dominate their apprehension and move forward at the pace of providence. A certain number of souls foster a desire for perfection that can be considered unhealthy, insofar as it leads them to reject the real world for a world where they would supposedly serve God more perfectly. Faced with the monotony of their daily duty, they start dreaming of another state in life than that which they have definitively embraced, such as the state of marriage. May they remember that God wants to see them sanctifying themselves in the state in which they are, and wants them to stop running after illusions. Still other souls have a good desire, but it never comes to anything concrete. It remains ineffective because it is only wishful thinking. These souls will and do not will. They only will halfway because the absolute frightens them. They have a real desire to advance, but they would prefer that their progress happened at no cost to themselves. May they listen to the exhortation of the prophet Isaiah, "If you seek, seek." For a desire to be heard, it has to be persevering and has to translate into concrete actions in our daily life. Let us today open our heart in such a way as to foster in ourselves a serene, realistic, and efficacious desire for perfection. Lord Jesus, help me to orient my will toward the good and to seek without fail the perfection of my state by humble and constant submission to thy will, starting with little things. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. The man who abuses God's gifts calls down a curse on his own head. "Cursed be he," said the prophet Jeremiah, "that doth the work of the Lord deceitfully." Many people neglect to make a proper use of confession and Holy Communion. Let us examine ourselves with special care in this regard. Do we go to confession at least once a fortnight, or, if possible, every week? How terrible for us if we are content to remain heedlessly in the state of sin, while we have had at hand such an easy opportunity of obtaining pardon. Furthermore, do we endeavor to receive Jesus in the Blessed Eucharist every day, or at least as often as possible? We have a daily need of this divine nourishment if we wish to preserve the life of the soul. Otherwise, we shall languish and grow faint, and shall eventually fall into sin. Finally, let us consider whether we receive these sacraments with the proper disposition, with due preparation, and with sufficient gratitude. These are wonderful gifts which God has given us. We should receive them with faith, with recollection, and with love. The Collect for the Second Sunday of Advent. Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to prepare the ways of your only begotten Son, so that through his coming we may be able to serve you with purified minds. Oremus, excita Domine corda nostra, ad preparandas udi geniti tui vias, ut per eus adventum purificatis tibi mentibus servire mereamur, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.